different that you think are hitched. Oh, dear God, if I ever made that a boy.
Yeah, that's a lot easier to manage.
Nobody better.
There's no going back.
Come on, you censored.
See to them. You're just a freak.
Let's get fucking crazy.
You got me so fucking old.
Me.
We are the Ron Paul of radio.
No nonsense.
Calls it like I see it.
I answer to nobody approach.
They don't understand our show.
Welcome to Bubba Army Radio. Uncensored.
I'm ready to die.
I like you, but you're crazy. My tours paid me, so I use that dough to allure ladies, to manure bathe me.
Never that my mind's for sure shady, pure Hades. Rev X Stady couldn't endure to save me. Why do I let that stripper burn me on my arm with a cigarette in the same spot 10 times on a row when I feel that burn upon the clitoris? I'ma get away, sorry to get killed in the way I feel stupid because I ain't bitter yet. Maybe she never looking to find niggas sweat on her breast. I get next, so I ain't bitter next. Open, I try to contain it, but that pain thing soaking. Alter ego, say why you let them gang bang poking. Strange lane. Hoping I can maintain coping, but ain't nobody talking when the insane main spoken.
I like fire on my skin, blood on my drawers from up on the walls. I'm suffering, I'm stuck in the claw, stuffed in her jaws, huffing and puffing, hollering at my dog. Afterwards, I like really hot, scalding water on my balls.
Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? Yeah, I'm a psycho. I guess I'm a psycho.
Mom? Dad, I'm no longer the boy you used to seeing. I changed a lot, plus I've grown to hate every human being. My mood swings have now turned my dreams into gruesome scenes. Now I'm doing things I don't normally do, and illusions seem to be the only pleasures I can gain. Heck, if I was sane, I would've put down the mic and said, fuck it, I'll never rise to fame. But with the wicked records I contain, I could probably jeopardize your name. No lovey-dovey, let's ignite the flame. If you're lucky, you'll survive the pain. Sorry, that ain't very merry to say. Why is this game so scary to play? Well, let me think, cause every day my balls are getting too hairy to shave. Pause a minute, I'm stressing the game. If I go to hell, then heaven's to blame. I don't mean to come off crazy, but you motherfuckers seem to think I'm hella deranged. When I was 7 years old, I fell on my head and I severed my brain. You think I'm lying, then ask my mama, nigga, she gon' tell you the same. Should I be ashamed? No, I'm living my life, still got so fabulous. Before you get bent out of shape, my nigga, let me ask you this.
Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? Yeah, I'm a psycho. I guess I'm a psycho.
I stab you with this mic and rap this verse I'm rapping to you. Matter of fact, I'm rapping through you. Never say my motherfucking name unless you absolutely have to. I am not no fucking jacket with no matching shoes, and you are not no fashion guru. Can't even see you niggas, y'all wish I was rapping to you. Matter of fact, act like I'm rapping to you. If that gives you passion to use it as an excuse, then just jump up at a conclusion that I'm attacking you dudes. It's just like old-fashioned voodoo. Y'all ain't even the shit. No, y'all ain't even the doo-doo. I got more flavor on the tissue paper under my tubes, so I'm slapping you foolish with wooden paddles, you stupid baby sitting little bastards like your afternoon children. You could call me psychotic, but it's more like schizophrenic, and I can't sleep. Could anyone tell me just where my medicine is? Guess I gotta show this mind is just where my avenue is. Man, I swear I'm all about my brain like graduate students. I'm sorry, ain't mean to hurt your feelings. I see your tears, come here, give me your face, let me clear it. But I wonder how it would look if I were to peel it back with a skillet, and then I would feel it crack when I hit it, and then I would split it back when you heal it. Damn it, Bob it, boy, what in the hell, what in the heaven, what in the earth, where is your mom, what are you cursed, where are you from, where is your birth, where were you first, why worship in church, why is there dirt, all on your shirt, man, and I think that you're going berserk.
Am I a psycho? Am I a psycho? Yeah, I'm a psycho. I guess I'm a psycho. Am I a psycho?
Bubba Army Radio, RadioIO.com. A little bit different today on the opening. We cut Jimmy short. I don't know if that's sacrilegious or not. and took Biggie Smalls and threw him out and brought in Tech N9ne. He's here live as well. Tech, how are you today, buddy?
I'm kicking it like a donkey and swinging it like a monkey.
Okay, cool.
Kicking it like a donkey, swinging it like a monkey.
Chris Gatico in the studio as well. I've already pretty much offended him earlier today, talking about his eyeballs. I'm sorry about that, Chris.
You can't offend me, man. You can't. That's not offensive. I've been going. You can't look like this all your life and then be offended when somebody says I'm like that.
Yeah, but I wasn't trying to like cut on you. I just like I was truly just.
No, you got me. You got me. I'm gonna get you. Don't even trip.
You gotta get me. I offered you pancakes and shit. And you didn't want to. You didn't. I was trying to do an offering. Anyway, I got a text from my boy Ty J Armstrong. I don't know if you guys know who that guy is. He's played for the Buccaneers. I think he played for the Rams one year as well.
Yeah.
Big, big, huge former tight end black guy, and he's listening to the show. And if I may quote, if I am quoting, I will keep my text to verify. He says, love that nigga. Talking about you, Tech N9ne. I can't work right now. I can't call right now, but tell him I got much love on his music.
Tell him that's racist.
That's he's about 6'7", 280, still in shape, so you can tell him that. So, Tech N9ne tonight live in Tampa at the Hawaiian Village. 25, are you over there?
Yeah, I'm over here.
Which mic are you on?
I'm on
his normal mic, yeah, middle mic.
Oh, where's now? What's Tech on?
Tech's on the wireless right now.
And is he on white or yellow?
He is on white.
I'm on white.
And Calico is on yellow.
Yellow, yep. Yeah.
All right, cool. Anyway, they're at the Hawaiian Village tonight. Chris, let me ask you a question. My sister and you, I guess she blew you in the back a few minutes ago. And
wow.
Then,
classy.
Anyway, you guys have something in common besides your cock in her mouth. You guys talked about you're into this, and I started it, but it's like... I might as well have your cock in my mouth because it probably tastes the same.
He said it.
And that's the apple cider vinegar. I've been taking the apple cider vinegar pills.
Okay.
But you're saying that's fucking horseshit. The pills are horseshit.
Well, no, it's not necessarily horseshit. But from what I heard, what the research is supposed to be on it is that it contains other things. They have to. They're like gel caps. What do you take? The gel caps?
The little white ones.
The white pills.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's made up of a certain chemical and material. You know, and sometimes it's just some vegetables type of.
To keep it pill form.
To keep it pill form. Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they're trying to say that it's not a lot of apple cider vinegar in those pills when I was just researching this on the internet the other day. So, but you never know. You know what I'm saying?
But now,
supposedly, liquid is absorbed better though.
Yeah. My buddy about a month ago said this is the fucking end all be all. It supposedly gives your body some kind of polar, all kinds of shit.
It does.
And so, my sister and you started talking about it, and I guess you, are a big believer on the liquid shit.
No, most definitely, man, because for one, the pills don't have the mother in them, and the mother is
I heard you like
little,
mothers.
I love mothers. I'm a mother.
Motherfucker.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot we can cuss.
Yeah, you can say anything you want. Yes. I mean, you can be yourself there, Chris.
I actually, for real, I don't even cuss that much, man.
Sure,
like,
whatever,
I do, only when I get mad and I have to
lying,
cuss my
motherfucker. Anyway, go ahead.
But, yeah, man. So apparently it doesn't have the mother in it, which gives it that little kick. It's like, it helps.
How long have you been doing this regimen?
I just got back on it like 3 days ago, but I did it like about a year ago, and I took it for like 30 days. I have real bad acid reflux, and so
right.
I started taking this, and it. I actually make this concoction up with apple cider vinegar, pure raw honey, and aloe vera juice, and I drink it, and it takes like about a month, and it makes your body alkaline, and when your body is alkaline, it'll cure everything.
That's the word my buddy used.
Alkaline, yeah.
Alkaline. It makes your buddy alkaline. I said polarity or some bullshit because I'm fucking stupid. But so in 30 days, you can make – can you give me your concoction?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me. He actually gave
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I gave.
That's
it,
what.
I,
besides his semen, he gave you the concoction.
I gave her the concoction.
I heard you gave you the concoction delivered to his black cock.
It was awesome.
The black concoction.
Yeah, it was one hell of a concoction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but Chris, is it horrible tasting or can you get through it?
You can get through it. The just swigging the. I got a couple of partners that just take the apple cider vinegar and they just swig it. But
like you're doing a fucking shot,
dude. It's like swallowing battery acid, man.
Believe me, I know.
Yeah, don't do
about
that.
About 2 days of that shit, I'm like, I'll go with the fucking pills like a pussy.
Yeah, nah, man, you got to dilute it, man. For one, you just use like two to three capfuls, put it in some...
Oh, the vinegar.
Tea, yeah, the vinegar.
Right.
Put it in some tea, man, use about a tablespoon of honey and about 2 ounces of aloe vera juice, and the rest is water.
So tea is the base.
Well, I just use tea because it's got ginger in it, but you can just, you don't have to use tea, man. You can just put it in the water, heat it up, done deal. Because you got to heat it up to make the syrup get, to liquefy the syrup.
Tara, will you start making that for me as part of my breakfast?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
by the way, my sister makes my breakfast every morning. I love her.
Can you believe
it shaves weight off of you, man.
What do you mean, how?
It shaves weight off of you.
Because you get alkaline.
Yeah, you get alkaline, man. You know what they try to say is that if your body is alkaline, that it'll rid itself of stuff like cancer and everything else.
Well, they said that my buddy was talking about that and how cancer doesn't know if it's attached to a 5-year-old or a 105-year-old. It only knows how alkaline or how much oxygen your body has in it. And so if your body's alkaline, it can't attach itself to some shit.
If your body's acidic, you get everything else. So
that's,
it's like,
that's definitely what Cam introduced us to, right?
Well, Cam introduced us to
silver,
colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver.
Yeah.
Colloidal
What's that?
Silver. Colloidal silver is like, it's basically just silver, the silver mineral, you know, the silver, just like silver, like a silver dollar.
Right.
But it's broken up into these microscopic parts, you know what I'm saying? And supposedly the science behind it is that no blood-borne pathogen, which is any bacteria, virus, fungus, can live in the same environment with silver. So if you drink this stuff, like, it'll supposedly, they say that it can kill AIDS. Yeah, man.
Really?
That's what they say.
Now, where do you get
silver?
Some of that shit at?
You can get any of this stuff I'm talking about, you can get at the... But I don't know if all of this really happens with the AIDS and the cancers and all of that. So don't go out and just think that you're going to do it. But
don't think that you can drink and all of a sudden start butt-fucking a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, no. It's not going to happen. but you really can, though, take this in place of like an antibiotic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to try homeopathic
shit.
You know, yeah, instead of, but always, of course, you know what I'm saying? I would always go to the doctor
first. I like getting a fucking Z-Pack and some penicillin and just
wiping it out. I do that all the time.
Wiping the shit out.
Here's the deal, man. I do all of that, too. I still go to the doctor and stuff, too. I'm not just like.
But you pile the other shit on top of it.
Just being proactive.
Yeah, like, I just try to.
Insurance. You're trying to insure your shit.
Put it like this, man. We do a 110-day tour we're on right now. Usually, I would have taken like 8 rounds of antibiotics, and because I did some of this stuff before the tour and dropped some weight. I only took antibiotics one time in 100 days. Yeah.
Greg, you're on the air with Tech Nine and Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Bubba?
Good, buddy.
How you doing, Tech Nine and Chris Calico?
What's up, man?
I'm from Kansas City, man. I've been with you since day one, man. And one question I want to ask you, man, the decisions that you made by removing yourself from the mainstream, do you think you'll be recognized as the number one MC?
Yeah, I think eventually everybody will know, but, when I was with the majors, man, you know, I couldn't be myself, brother, you know what I'm saying? So I had to have complete autonomy. I had to be able to, you know, do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And
we kind of started talking about that a little bit off air about how these guys, then they get all hemmed up on the label and the deals that the poor guys have got to cut and the shit they got to do, right?
Yeah. So, you know, being independent like we are, you know what I mean, is the best thing that could have happened for me, and it's growing like a forest fire every day, man. More and more people. I mean, like
you're sold out tonight.
Yeah, totally. It's sold out here, and you know, now you see me on the Carter Four. Now you see me on BET, Cyphers. Now you see me on Hip Hop Squares on MTV2. Something you would have never saw like 2 years ago with Tech N9ne. You know what I'm saying? Because it's growing, and they will know that we're number one MCs.
Now, they still, you're going to call me stupid, which I don't give a fuck, but I mean, they still calling you guys MCs? I mean, you guys are MCs, I mean, you know.
Oh, I'm an MC. I'm old school.
Yeah,
man.
I don't think that term will ever die, though.
MC.
No. Still there. Yeah, now, like, I mean, I know what you're saying.
25, you're I look real stupid right now.
MC Hammer took MC off his name, but.
Right. No, but like, you know, like Beastie Boys and all those guys, you know, sucker MCs and like Run DMC, that was all the MC. I didn't know if that term will live forever.
Oh, yeah, it will. You know, we're MCs.
Absolutely.
All day, all night.
It's part of the hip-hop Bible.
I'm sitting back down. I look
well, especially when you consider yourself somebody that's a rap extraordinaire. When you consider yourself an elite rhyme sayer, man, you got to go back to the MC.
Yeah.
Well, Tech N9ne, I mean, there's really not a lot of guys that do what you do. I mean, you know, there's a lot of obviously very talented rappers. There's a lot of talented hip-hop guys. Yeah. But there's not a lot of guys. I mean, you really have a niche that's very specialized. I mean, how many guys off the top of your head can, obviously none of them do as well as you do, but I mean, there's hardly anybody that does that, right?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I trip on it every day. Like, why me? I'm such a clusterfuck and a fuck-up all my life, and now I'm this guy that sounds like nobody. You know what I mean? And I think it's a beautiful thing. It's very hard to do what we do on that stage. I mean, every night we try to do, or we try to have a flawless victory, but sometimes it's hard to do, you know what I'm saying? With you being technician number one, they come to hear the technical style of rhyme, you pretty much got to nail it, and it's hard. I always tell them it's very hard to do this on stage, but we do it every night for you, and it's some hard shit to do.
I don't understand how you remember all those words for a live performance. I mean, it boggles my mind.
Me either, man. You know, we do an hour and 45 minutes every night. Every night. What is this... this rain I hear in the background, man. You know, this fuzz.
I think it's
the wireless.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's just the wireless. Well,
it's all good. I can do it. You know what I'm saying? It's all Jesus. But
it's all Jesus. That's fucking 100%, whatever you're saying. No.
Yeah, I don't even know how we remember all the words and shit. It's like you just close your eyes and it comes out, man. You know what I'm saying? When the music starts.
Now, you guys just got done, I think, visited a good friend of ours who used to be part of his family, Howard Stern. How'd that go?
Well, we weren't on Howard Stern.
Why didn't Howard have you guys on?
We were doing the Sway Morning Show.
The what?
And Sway in the Morning.
Oh, okay.
You know, Sway with MTV, you know what I'm sizzling? And Howard walked by.
Did you get a chance to meet
him? Yeah, we just saw him.
I didn't see him. He saw him.
I saw him. He's tall as hell.
Motherfucker, 6'6", 6'7".
Man, I didn't know he was that tall.
And did they show you guys his studio?
Nah, I walked past there so I could try to peek in there, but it looked like it was like the studio.
Now, I will tell you, it's not near as big as this place. I mean, but now you guys have been all over. Is this one of the bigger studios you guys have ever been in radio-wise?
Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And the nicest looking one.
Yeah.
Nobody's got an on-air shower and a stripper pole now, do they?
Okay.
No, this is a party house, man.
Tell them why you're wearing what you're wearing. Actually, you told me that, Chris. I thought it was really cool.
Before or after he dropped his pants?
I can't remember. It's all a blur.
It's all a blur.
They got, like, militant uniforms on here.
Yeah, man. We were inspired. We went over to Kuwait and to Bahrain, man, and entertained the troops.
Who did the USO tour?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And it was like a life changing event for us. You know, I actually, when Tech first told me we were going, I was like, man, I'm not going over there, man. I didn't.
Get my ass blown up.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I'm thinking like we're going to be in the middle of a desert and, you know, somebody's going to come up with, well. Anyway, yeah, but it was a life-changing experience, man, and, you know, they were so happy that we were there, man, and we really, you know what I'm saying, a lot of those troops were coming out of Iraq, because we were like 35 miles from Iraq, and, you know, it was like a treat for them to be gearing to go back home and, you know what I'm saying, get Tech N9ne, Chris Calico show, man, and we were so inspired by it, man, that we did our own Strange Music uniforms, man, and we wear them every night on stage.
And our backdrop and everything is dedicated to the troops, you know what I mean? Everything we have, you know what I mean, on stage at this time when we do the full setup, you know what I mean.
Tech, let me ask you a question. I think you were part of, correct me if I'm wrong, you had some songs on Madden 06, did you not?
Yeah, I did. I had the Beast, and I think
Is that pretty profitable? Is that pretty good for you? I mean, I know it's great exposure. I mean,
oh, totally.
But did you get, I mean, decent money on the deal?
Oh yeah, if I can remember correctly, I was paid pretty nicely.
And that's just for them to have you on. It's already stuff that you've already done. You just send it to them, and they just fucking infuse it right on in, right?
Well, actually, the guys who did the beat do all the music for the games. You know, they're called the Riffs, and they do all the music for all the games, mostly. You know,
EA Sports.
EA Sports, and the thing.
Oh, so just not Madden, but all of them.
Yeah. When you see Monday Night Football come on, the music behind it, they do all that, and I happen to hear a track that I loved from one of their colleagues, and I was like, I want that. And next thing you know, when I recorded it, they wanted it for the game. And I was like, hell yeah, let's go.
We got Joe out of Ohio. What part of Ohio, Joe?
Columbus.
All right, man, you're on with Tech and Chris Calico. Go ahead.
What's up, Tech? Big fan. Hey, I just wanted to ask you, how is it working with ICP and Twisted and all the Psychopathic Family?
I just did one with ICP for their album, their new album. The song is called Scream, and it was dope. You know what I'm sizzling? I'm so busy that I never get to be in the studio with these people, though. Like, when I did a song with Tupac, I wasn't there. You know what I mean? When I did a song, when I did a song, ICP, they sent it to me, and I'm so in the studio all the time. I'm so overseas doing everything, and I ain't stunting on you right now, for like how they say on, you know what I'm saying? They say, I'm
all overseas, I'm doing this, I'm doing that,
but I am a busy person, so it's been fun touring with them. I've toured with them before, them and the Cottonmouth Kings and Head PE, you know what I'm saying?
That's some crazy motherfuckers right there.
Yeah, all day.
Yep.
Part of our family, too.
Four to year and hearing that music, man. Keep up the good work.
All right, man. Thank you. I need to hang out with Tech and Chris because 25, I could learn some whole. See, you, 25, I keep you around to be able to teach me some cool ass terms. Like, but you never say I ain't stunting on you or nothing like that. You need to step up your game, 25. Or you're not.
Well, that's because I ain't stunting. I'm not flying from place to place.
Yeah, but you don't fucking even talk like that. Like, you just drop the N word like three or four times a day, and all of a sudden you think I'm supposed to be cool on that shit.
But what I'm saying is that I'm not stunting though.
But you don't even like throw that out as a term. Like, I just fucking heard it.
Yeah, huh?
But Chuck, you know, like some caller could be calling me. Fucking stunting on the shit. And then I would have picked up on that. And I could have like already been on halfway ahead of the fucking stunting game. But I don't even know what the fuck that means now.
That's because we ain't stunting.
It's like
I know, motherfucker. But you're supposed to give me up a term for the good cool on the fuck.
Furthest thing from stunting.
We're such nerds, man.
Stunting is like bragging.
Yeah, but 25, man, he just lays around and gets a fucking paycheck. And by the way, he was late today for work. And 25, like, you don't use any cool. You use, like, the same. Like, you just drop the N-bomb. That's all you say.
Fucking, you won't understand what I'm saying.
Well, I'll get through it.
You got to just throw it out there, man. You
I'll get through it, 25.
There, some things out there. Like, you know, he'll ask me what certain things are. Really, it's not even coming to mind what I said the other day. But
you said homie today. He asked you, was that still relevant?
Yeah, I say homie.
25. Yeah, but 25, but you need to fucking step up your black game, buddy, because you're getting white.
You need to step up your game, nigga.
20.
I don't need to step up. No, I hired a cool-ass brother to step my game up. You're on motherfucking payroll.
Nigga, you didn't hire me because I to step your game up. You hired me because I did my job right, nigga.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute. Don't forget paydays tomorrow. 25 paydays tomorrow.
Hey, you know who
25.
Payday is tomorrow.
Uppity-ass motherfucker, you need
you're
to keep...
You're fired on your day off.
You need to keep me up to speed, though. Like, I can't roll with these motherfuckers if I don't know what stunt and shit.
Around. Like,
well, not for me, it hasn't been. I just heard it.
He's like a turbo.
You're
going
to have to watch BET a little bit, Bubba. You're going to have to just
I'm busy,
turn it on
man,
for 5 minutes.
I'm busy, and I ain't trying to stunt or shit. I'm busy.
You remember, well,
overseas and shit.
If you're calling out that you're stunting and you really ain't stunting, then you're fronting.
Then you're fronting.
So,
that's right.
You know, I'm flossing.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, he
flossing and stunting is pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
it is.
Well, he could be flossing in his...
Fronting is lying about stunting.
I'm going to tell you what Bubba did. Bubba stunted on us like a motherfucker with this place. We walked in like, damn, he stunted on us.
No, I'm going to tell you how he stunted on us. He stunted on us and threw out how much he spent getting the place together.
Exactly.
He said, I spent... I ain't going to say what you said, but he's like, I spent...
I wasn't trying to brag, though.
I said, damn, he stunted on us one time.
You trying to stunt?
No, I really wasn't trying.
You popped your collar on us one time.
Popped your collar? That's fucking...
You popped your collar.
This nigga owns. This nigga has a plane, a racetrack. He's got his own motherfucking gym.
He's stunting. Oh, he's stunting on all of us.
Yeah.
He's not even stunting. He's shitting on everybody now.
Yeah, now we're talking. I like to shit on
him. Shitting on him. He shitted on him.
Like
well, wait till he comes to Strange Music, and then we'll be stunting on his ass.
Man,
nice.
We don't have no plane.
I mean, you're going to rob me, are you?
We don't have a plane.
No.
We got a big immaculate.
I can fly now. If you guys needed to fly across, like, over to fucking Pompano and shit, I could fly over there in like 45
minutes.
See
what I'm saying? We don't have that. We got a big fortress, though.
I want to go up there now.
Your headquarters is in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where you guys record all your shit?
Yeah.
I don't mean that bad. Like,
When you did, like, because you won the Lil Wayne album last year, like, whenever you do collabos and stuff, do you just do it in studio and then... send your tracks over
to
the
artist.
Well, this time Wayne wanted us to come down to Miami. You know what I'm saying? Hit Factory Criteria, and they called me on Tuesday at like 1 a.m. We were on the plane by 6 a.m. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about stunting.
Yeah,
that motherfucker is getting that bitch.
He pulled up in a Bugatti.
What would be the next fucking level past stunting and shitting? I mean, I don't know what the fuck.
I mean, his father, Birdman, is the number one stunner, so you know what it is.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to fucking tell you I didn't know Birdman.
Then he got cards for his cars.
He's not really.
He's got cards for his cars.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's the number one stunner.
He is.
He's the number one stunner because he got the most money is what he's saying.
Number one stunner. Who the fuck sang that one? I remember.
It
was him.
It was him. The Birdman.
It was Birdman. It's Cash Money. Cash Money.
See, we're telling them.
I used to listen to Fat Boys.
His name is Baby.
What do you listen to, the Fat Boys?
I used to listen to the Fat Boys when I was in college.
and eat, and I'll drink and drink, and I'll tell you one thing, my breath don't stink.
Yeah, there you go.
The fat boys are back, and you know that. Oh, I grew up with. I mean,
we just watched the doc. What did we watch?
They died. Unsung.
Yeah, I was watching the other.
No, nah, one of them died. Only one of them.
One of them died.
Buff died.
One of them died. The other real dark one. He's a fitness like
Kurotsky
is like a fitness guru.
Yeah.
And then what's the name? Prince Marky D is like still doing music.
Yeah.
Frank, you're on with Tech N9ne and Chris Calico. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
What's up, bro?
Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys for
stunting up in this motherfucker.
For everything you guys do for the soldiers. I mean, as a soldier myself, I've seen some of the shows that get put on in Kuwait when we're in between countries.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's awesome. I mean, we have a blast every time we go to one of those. And I mean, it just reminds us of what we're fighting for.
Yeah, man.
And
yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Get a better phone. Thanks.
Now, how long?
Salute to you, though, bro.
Salute to you. For those about to rock, we salute you.
When you guys went overseas and you performed, how long was that actual trip? Like, how long did you actually stay in the country?
How much pussy did you get?
Well, you can't get no pussy in Kuwait. It's dry with liquor. And you can't talk to.
It's dry.
You can't talk to the bitches or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
How about like some of the military bitches?
You can't even.
The military bitches were, you know, they were trying to.
They want
to
fuck, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. They do. All right, so what's the problem?
They do want to fuck. It was just hard because they were busy, you know.
They're busy protecting.
They were. They were like, they had like AKs and stuff.
Yeah, they had posts and shit they had to hold
that
up.
That should turn you on, Chris Conical, bitch, with an AK.
It did. I liked it.
Now, talking about pussy, I mean, how much pussy do y'all get on the road? I mean, we can talk about this now candidly. I mean, do you guys get a lot of pussy? Are you in the pussy business? What?
I used to get a lot of pussy.
Pussy business. Yes, I'm a pimp.
I used to be in the pussy business. I'm still in the pussy business. I love pussy, man. You know.
Well, I know you love pussy. I mean, are you allowed to get any? Well, mama back at home got a problem with that? Is there a mama back?
Mama back at home got a big problem with me getting
some pussy. Yeah.
Look, Chris Calico, you say that?
Oh, man. I bet not do nothing. I can't even look too hard
on the pussy.
My wife asked me, "Do you have conversations with women?" Like, I think she thinks that's cheating. So I'm like,
just even talking to a girl.
Just talking. I'm like, no, baby, I don't talk to anybody.
Does mama go on the road at all?
She comes out like every couple of weeks.
Right. And how about your situation, Tech?
I think that pussy was invented for a man's dick. I think that's the most beautiful invention ever made by God.
Oh man.
You know what I mean? I have a song called Girl Crazy where I talk about, like, for them to take off their panties and let you inside them as a fucking compliment. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't think that there's nothing more beautiful than, I mean, of course, a baby, but it comes out of a pussy. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
how many babies you got, Tech?
I have three. I have two 17-year-olds and a 13-year-old, two girls and a boy.
So the 17-year-old's twins, obviously.
No. I was a bad boy. I was a way bad boy back in the day.
So two baby mamas on that deal.
Yeah, I got two baby mamas. That's it.
Okay, so two baby mamas.
Yeah.
Now, I think I talked about you on the other show. You said, I'm married for now. Are you going through problems with the second baby mama?
Oh, no. We've been married since, like, way back in the day, man. Like 17 years ago, you know what I mean?
Is she cool with you being on the road and shit? Or does she give a fuck or what?
Yeah, we've been separated for, like, 8 years, so...
You know, 8 years?
Yeah. It's just all good. It's just some things that need to be fixed. You feel me? And we're the best of friends. It's all Jesus.
It's all Jesus. Jason, hello. You're on the air. All Jesus.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Tech, did you know that Bubba, he's a famous rapper actually too?
You're an asshole. You're a complete asshole, sir.
We love you, Jason.
No, I didn't know that.
No, it's fucking bullshit. Oh my God.
Uh-oh, they're about to pull it up.
Oh, fuck this shit.
Come on, unleash on him. Come on.
Before we do this, I got to at least give Tech N9ne the backstory of the bullshit.
Please do.
All right, here it is, Tech N9ne. I was on this when I first came to this town in 1993, 92. I was on this top 40 hip hop bullshit radio station, okay? And then they syndicated me, and I was on a lot of black radio stations. And you know, at that time, back in the day, I was hipper, and you know, and so anyway, these fucking dudes came around, said, listen. You got a huge audience, and we think you can rap. So they wrote some shit for me, and I thought I could fucking rap. I'm glad you guys can't find it, because it's not on my button bar. So
oh, we got to find it.
Oh, great. So they write this song for me called 40s and Blunt, of which I'm this stupid, fat, fucking white guy that didn't do either at the time. And the thing about it, they pressed... They pressed 7,000 copies. We sold them all out. We made a lot of money.
Beautiful.
But it's horrible. It's absolutely fucking, it makes me cringe, Tech Nine. It makes me fucking cringe. So let me just preface that. It's fucking horrible.
It's Bubba the Love Sponge, running game on the hogs and cracking 40s with my crew, running game on
the hogs. Oh my God, and it's the Eminem track.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, no, it's not the Eminem track because this is a 92. Eminem wasn't even fucking around. He's still
like this is the actual remix.
Oh, this is the remix. Okay.
Yeah,
somebody has since fucking doctored up. This sounds better than the original, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers are going to laugh. I ain't playing it.
I'm already laughing.
Yeah. It's fucking horrible, okay? Yo, I grabbed the microphone. Well, that's not me.
That's Grover.
That actually is pretty good compared to my shit. My shit's horrible. This ain't bad.
Own in my fist and rip it, cause a bitch ain't nothing but a filthy cricket. They won't make you rich, kid, but your funds will.
I wish my shit was that good.
Who was that?
This is some white guy from Boston. It's not that bad, really.
Yeah, Grover from Boston.
Okay.
He's a listener of the Bubba Show.
That's not too bad. You guys trying to find mine?
Yeah.
If you can't find it, don't worry about it. Don't fucking worry about it if you can't find it.
Look at this.
Somebody look at this.
Yeah, some asshole rolls up in it and tries
Thanks,
to fucking.
Chaz.
There we go.
It's almost as good as this song. I mean, you know, it's real, real comparable to this fucking juggernaut.
One rookie, one wrong.
Oh yeah, I can do this shit, no problem.
Get them all now. Make baby girl come. Out of a shell and raise hell, don't stop till the cops come.
Half a bottle of 151 off in a jug, one cup of Malibu rum, baby, that's what's subbed in you. Fill the rest of the jug with pineapple juice and it's cracking. The only defect is waking up like what happened. I like red like Roy's and fed right bodies who like red like Dolly and head right toddies at night. Ever bouquet.
That shit's decent.
Yeah.
That shit's decent. That ain't nothing like this. Listen to that shit. This is fucking hot, cuz. I ain't even trying to front or shit on anybody, dog. Yeah, right now, cuz. That or something marginal.
That's just
that Caribou Lou shit's just predictable. I mean, you can almost tell you what the next fucking line is. Not some 300-pound white guy fucking bringing it 82.
I'm waiting to get to his rap. Get to the rap, please.
Oh, it's coming. I take a microphone and put it in my fist because a bitch ain't nothing but a dirty bitch.
Oh, my God.
He rhymes bitch with bitch.
Yeah. That's how I roll, motherfucker. White guy, 82.
Bitch ain't nothing but a dirty bitch.
White guy, 82, bitch. That's how I roll, Warsaw, Indiana. This is where the lyrical genius kicks in. I ain't trying to front, whip, and floss.
Stunt.
And stunt, bitch. Okay. And all wrapped up into one. Potpourri of fucking craziness.
I take a microphone and put it.
Oh, shit.
Dirty in my fist, cause a bitch ain't nothing but a dirty bitch. They won't make me rich, but they sure leave you broke. They come fooling around, man, this ain't no joke.
Well, let me tell you like this.
That's Tech Nine, ladies and gentlemen.
At least you're on beat.
That's barely.
I need some indoor to smoke to clear my thoughts. And a couple of girls, cause I'm ready to cop my gun for fun.
Now watch how I work in my fucking name, cause that's what all cool.
Fun.
Well,
I hear it. That's where it started. It's fun.
Because I cock my gun for fun.
Okay.
And then if you're really a rap guy, you got to tell them who the fuck you are, right?
That's right.
It's Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh! Yeah, motherfucker!
Ain't what you want, but I get the job done.
I'm running game on the hoes and cracking 40s with my crew.
Would you guys let Bubba open up for you?
The door.
We'll let him open the door.
Hold on. Let me wrap this fucking last little fucking lick up here.
New, I'm true to the game. It's the bottom line. It's Bubba, bitch, and I'm out to get mine.
Yeah. Okay, so listen.
Not to be confused with this mediocrity.
Touché, get the party jumping. Keep the hotties humping. I like them thick and juicy, so don't pull out nothing. Drinking too much.
It's amazing to see what something professional sounds compared to fucking flea market. My shit's flea market. This shit's main stage arena shit. I'm flea market Willie, cuz.
Well, I tell you this. You definitely wouldn't have been stunting.
Hold on,
if
man.
You kept doing that.
You can't keep calling me cuz, man.
Why not?
Didn't you hear what we was talking about earlier about?
Yeah, because
No, I didn't. If that's fucking disrespectful, I don't even know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Cuz is more like a Crip thing.
Yeah, it is.
I do not know that, okay, Tech? Yeah,
he doesn't know.
He's getting the hood education.
Tech, as you know, I'm the furthest motherfucker from a Crip and from a Blood. And
I don't
from
know.
A
the way you just said Cuz sounds like you've been around some Crip motherfuckers. He said Cuz.
I might have been.
He said Cuz.
Can I tell you something, Tech? I could have been around some, and I don't even fucking know that one.
He took the Z off.
No, that's just the fact of being lazy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but see, down here, like, Bubba would know, like, when he's dealing
with... We don't have Crips and Cuz and Bloods.
Well, no, you do.
Shit.
You do. You have them down here.
Y'all got the Haitian dudes.
I know, not my fucking neighborhood. I got to guard a gate with a fucking Jamaican that fucking doesn't let anybody in.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry about the car reference. I wasn't trying to fucking,
sorry about the
I wasn't
car.
Trying, I wasn't trying to fucking the disrespect the car and the fucking flaw and the fucking homies and the fucking fronting and the flipping and the blossom. I'm so sorry about
the
all
blossom.
That.
The blossom. Stop all that blossom.
Stop all that blossom,
car. Blossom. Stop all that blossom, car.
That's what I like to kick. So go ahead and say it. I ain't lying, bitch.
So go ahead and say it. I ain't lying, bitch.
All right, enough of that madness.
Shit. It sounds like a lot of rhyming, like shit and bitch.
When you're white, man, you just fucking do
Blunts
that.
Blunts and cunts. It's just like a...
It's real sophisticated.
And this was on the radio?
No, that wasn't on the radio.
Oh, God, no.
Satin, Kool-Aid gives you hella 151. November dogs will run, kitty, run.
All right, can I ask a really stupid question?
Yes.
So when you say the word "cuh,"
oh shit!
No, hold on.
Here we go.
No, hold on, Tech. I'm just asking. Is that because you're affiliated with somebody else, and then that's disrespectful? Because obviously, I don't know the affiliation of anybody.
Yeah.
So that's what the bad guy affiliation calls each other. And so if I would call you something like that, then that is referring to something that you don't get along with.
Yeah.
He gets along with everybody. Well, Tech is such a nice dude. Don't believe
it. I'm not really starting with shit. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to.
No, he's asking me. I ain't saying I'm set tripping. I'm saying, does that mean that, like, if you're a Crip and you call a Crip a Blood, he's gonna be
fucking mad.
Yeah, and vice versa.
And if you're a Blood and you're calling a guy a cuh, is that?
Well, here's what it is. The Crips say cuz.
Okay, that's
the Bloods say blood.
Okay.
The Bloods say, what's up, Blood? And the Crips say, what's up, cuz?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What if you're a dumb white guy and you're neither?
You can say whatever the hell you want
Then what the fuck can I say? Because I'm just a fucking...
You can say cuz all day.
Homie, Blosser, the whole fucking...
Not a Blosser.
Blosser, what is a Blosser?
You can say Blosser.
I just made that up.
You just stick with Blosser. That's like, I like that even better.
Ty J. Armstrong said, Bubba, slow down, nigga. It's getting too deep. You're in too deep.
Tell him, go ahead, get out of here, Blosser.
He's talking about who, me?
No, me. He said, slow down, you're getting deep.
Oh, okay.
And he called me the N-word.
Because he's blossing.
Sorry and shit.
I don't know why he says,
slow down, nigga.
He says, I need to slow down, I'm getting in too deep. What does that mean? 25, give me my interpretation. What does that mean?
Am
I getting into some sacred ground here?
No, it's not that, but you're throwing around the word cousin, of course.
But I don't know what I'm doing.
That's exactly his point.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
first,
racist, now he's gangbanging on me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's set tripping. Right now, he went from being racist to set tripping.
He's an extreme.
What's a set tripping?
Set tripping is mean you gangbanging on me. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not a gangbanger, so how can I gangbang?
But you just spoke like one.
But I don't know that. I watched, fucking Friday.
Oh. Well,
hey, there is a cuz in there.
I watch Baby Boy and shit like that.
They say cuz and Baby Boy.
They say cuz to death.
Snoop was on there saying cuz.
Yeah, what's up? And so I'm
Tyrese.
Tyrese
in regular life says it.
So let me ask you a question. What if?
Yes, he does.
Now is Snoop a cuz or a blood?
Snoop's a Crip.
Snoop's Crip.
Okay, he
say cuz.
So he can say that.
Yeah, he does.
Now,
all the time.
Do the Bloods not like Snoop, and does Snoop got to watch his ass when he's around a bunch of Bloods?
No. Well, he got respect. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got respect. And I don't know where he goes or where he walks, but it seems to be working because he's still here.
Now, is there a lot of that shit in St. Lynn in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
Yeah. Since 1985.
And how about St. Louis?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
St. Louis is like, a lot of people confuse that, like, Kansas City and St. Louis are, like, close and not.
No, they're like 5 hours
apart. Well, no, they're 3 hours apart, but I'm saying it's like two totally different worlds. Like, St. Louis and Kansas City, it's like totally different.
Like, here in Miami, it's completely fucking different.
Yeah, same thing. Like, yeah. That's exactly.
No, I just watched some shit on my what is it, Gangland about at Miami? Shit.
No, but he's Miami saying like you don't around. Be like you're you not gonna be like oh from Tampa. Miami oh, okay, yeah, like Miami. You yeah, know,
I'll Trump.
Say this.
Yeah, yeah, I'll Trump all you motherfuckers with the cousins and the Bloods and the Crips and the homies. Let me tell you about the motherfuckers you don't want. That's those fucking Haitians.
That's what I say. That's what they're down here.
You don't want to fuck with them, buddy. They'll cut your head off and shit.
Yeah, man.
So guess what my dumbass?
I'm out of the church. So
guess what my dumbass did when the Haitian the Haiti deal was all getting fucking crazy. My dumbass got on the air and said fuck Haiti.
Oh whoa. No! Whoa.
Yeah, and on Twitter. Oh, and then, oh no. Yeah, it was all bad. It was.
Yeah,
I was
don't
like,
do that.
I'm
in
like,
Florida?
Yeah, I said I'm Haiti'd out, man. Fuck Haiti. Until we don't have a homeless or a problem, you know. Until Detroit has a 0% unemployment, yeah. Fuck Haiti.
Wow.
That's what I said, and it didn't go.
And did you have a horse head in your bed in the morning?
No. Okay. I had a horse head, which is my Izak's Wizife, but it was not a horse's head, so to speak.
Oh, shit.
Now, let me ask you a question. What's the worst gang problem? Is L.A. still got the worst gang problem?
I'm sure.
Now, what, like in L.A., is it Crips and Bloods? Latin
that's
Kings?
That's where it came from.
That's where it started.
How about Chicago? It's pretty bad now, too, isn't it? I was watching Gangland a few nights ago, and they had these two Latin King girls.
Yeah.
That took a rival gang member, couple guys out to a park like they were going to give some pussy to these guys.
Yeah.
And they shot him in the back of the fucking head. Girls did. And then when they arrested him, they're throwing up these signs and shit like they're all proud of it.
Yeah. I've seen that.
You saw that too, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked. That shit happens in today's environment?
Oh yeah. You know what I'm saying? This gang shit is real, man. You know what I'm saying? Look at Tupac. Look at Biggie.
Did the gangs kill both of those poor guys?
That's what pretty much. Yeah.
Wow. You and Tupac, were you guys pretty close?
I met him in 92 and at Atlanta, at the Jack the Rapper convention. Kicked it during there. Then I got my first record deal in 93 with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. I seen him a lot that year in 93, you know what I mean? And we ended up with the same producer, Quincy Jones III, QD3, you know what I mean? He did To Live and Die in L.A., did all that. He did a lot of music for me, and that's how I got on a song with Pac. You know what I'm saying? Even in 93, me and Pac was dating the same chick.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are Peter-in-laws.
Totally.
Who's that?
Peter-in-laws.
Who
like
was
that.
The chick? Just some random chick? Or?
You like that calico, don't you?
That was dope.
You never heard that before, right?
Her name was Teresa Gallo. She was one of the...
You're 25 or Peter-in-law now if you had sex with my sister, I'll bet.
I met her with him my first night in L.A.
Blossom.
Yeah. You guys right there, but you and my sister out back Blossom, weren't you?
Blossom, yeah.
Three, four, Blossom over a fucking elver head. Play them titties. So now... Who was a girl that you and Pac fucked?
It was, her name was Teresa Gallo. I think she was kin to the Gallo wine family or whatever.
Hot white She's, girl, black girl?
No, she was Italian, you know what I'm saying? She was beautiful.
Oh yeah, hot.
And yeah, she was beautiful, man, you know what I'm saying? And I met her with Pac my first night in LA at a club, you know.
And you stole that pussy from him, didn't you?
Well, she asked to dance with me, then she asked for my number, and it's a long story, you know what I'm saying? So we hooked up.
We got time, go ahead.
No.
It's all the time in the world, cuz.
Yeah. I haven't seen her since 93.
Oh, you haven't?
Uh-uh.
Boy, that's refreshing. An Italian bitch with money.
Yeah, totally.
With money.
She was fine.
That you blasted. Good in bed? Was she good in bed?
Oh, totally. He used to call my apartment for her. You know what I'm saying? We were cool about it.
So you're running that pussy. He had to book that pussy through you.
Pencil it in.
You're almost pimping that shit out, huh?
Actually, she was with him. You know, so I met her with him, so he had the pussy first, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he had to call you to dispatch it out, though.
Teresa over there, I'm like, yeah.
What's right been here. The best pussy you've ever gotten? There's got to be one that's just knocked your fucking socks off, being on the road and shit. The best all time.
I probably wouldn't remember her name, you know what I'm saying?
Well, give me either the town or the year or what. I mean, there's got to be one, that might have been a big squirter or some kind of shit like that.
I don't think you're really into, you're not really, I'm pretty sure you're probably not into squirting, are you?
I'm not.
No.
Squirting is cool. Because
they said it's squirt. Actually pee. I don't want to put
it
piss on me.
It ain't fucking
guys
pee.
In the
it's
black
calm.
Community don't really care about man. Squirting.
What's that, 25?
I mean, guys in the black community, we don't really care about squirting.
What do you guys care about?
Fucking.
Exactly.
Titties.
Ass.
Yeah, black
nice,
guys.
Nice big ass.
Black guys like ass.
They fuck with me about.
I love ass, but
that's
I'm
why
a titty
that's
guy.
Why the black guys like my sister. Like titty, they like big asses.
Well, they fuck with me.
I haven't saw her get up.
Tara, I'm showing your ass once.
I'm not showing him my ass.
You guys' parents listen to this? Like, yeah. What are your parents?
My mom calls.
My husband's probably ready to kill him. He's Egyptian. I'm
Egyptian lover, huh?
He's Egyptian.
We had my mom on yesterday talking about who she fucked behind our dad's back.
Oh, my God.
That's a true story.
No, we did. Sure. We really.
What did she say?
Tell him we did. Tell him we did.
What did she say?
She told him he was fucking crazy.
20 cakes.
25.
Yes.
Can I please, you know what, I should probably hand this text over to you. It comes from Ty J. Armstrong, because I don't really feel comfortable about saying what he's saying.
All right, hold on.
Well, Ty J. just needs to get his ass to the studio.
I don't really feel comfortable about saying what he's saying. I mean, you can read it right into my microphone if you like. This is 25, coming from, and I mean, he's definitely got, he comes from Detroit. He's a Detroit brother, and he's got credit.
25 got a step, what is it? 25 got to step his side nigga game up. Also, never tell someone black you learn from Baby Boy Friday. Come on, dog, joking. Got to go to work for the man now. Aztec, do one more song.
Which side?
Shut up, dude.
What side in game? What does that mean?
That's a new one on me.
What did he say?
Side in game?
Side. 25's got to step up his side.
He said side nigga game. He's a sidekick, but he's a nigga. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah. Wow.
Ty J's a black guy, too. So.
Damn. I know, but I'm just saying that's what he's saying.
He's cool as fuck, though, man. Ty J's a brother.
I'm not really a side nigga or a sidekick. I just, you know, that's my dude. That's my nigga. I work for him. But
who, me?
Yeah, you.
You're a side nigga. Yeah.
What am I?
You're my nigga.
You the head nigga.
He's the head nigga in charge.
HNIC.
Can I call myself that if you guys call to me?
No, you can say the HNIC.
No, he can't even say HNIC, man. Motherfuckers will be all over that
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, they're going to get you, Bubba.
So, tell me about this. They were mad at Gwyneth Paltrow for being on stage in Paris.
Shit.
It said, niggas in Paris for real. That was funny as fuck.
Meanwhile, that's the working title of the fucking song.
Yes,
and they asked her they asked her to be there.
But what makes it so funny is that...
That's bullshit.
You know, she's on stage with Jay-Z and Kanye, of course. And she fucking throws out the text because I'm sure she's drunk as shit on her wine.
And she said, niggas in Paris for real.
Well,
you know,
I mean, right? but that's the story. That's the song, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's the name of the
song. So how can you get in trouble when you're just you know, giving the description of a real song? How can you get in trouble for that?
I think the actual song is about some black dudes that were in Paris and robbed somebody. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't actually about... They probably mad because it wasn't actually about Kanye and Jay-Z. So when she said niggas in Paris for real, she called them niggas.
I mean, that's deep, though. That's deep. That's way deeper than I think.
But here's the deal. That word doesn't mean what it used to.
But if you don't give a damn, I don't give a fuck. That's probably what Jay-Z then was on.
Exactly. That word has evolved, man. Evolution happens,
man. Let me tell you about France and how cool they are. The new president of France used that song for his campaign, and he won. Brent, you brought it into me. The new guy, France is all about the president fucking bitches and telling you about it. And Brent, tell me the story about it, Brent.
Yeah, his campaign song, like on regular TV.
And regular radio,
his whole campaign song with all his slogans in it was the actual song, unedited, Niggas in Paris.
And he ran commercials.
Is he a black dude?
No, he's a white guy.
That's so tight.
He's a white guy, and they fucking elected him in thinking he's cool.
And get this, he gets in, he's not even married, he's got some girl just living with him as president.
That means there must be a lot of niggas in Paris.
A lot of niggas in Paris. When you saw the commercial, you thought it was like the Haitian...
Niggas in Paris. We did a show there for the first time in 2010, and we walked out in the front row, was all black dudes in blood attire.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
And I went to the Haitian neighborhood.
And we went through the hood. It was like real redded out.
Oh, man, it was niggas in Paris.
Were they cool?
Oh, yeah, they was cool. We walked through that motherfucker.
No.
Hold on, Calico says no, and Tex says we walked through that motherfucker.
I'm not saying they weren't cool. All I'm saying is they looked at us like, what the hell are y'all doing here?
Yeah, but they weren't tripping with us, though.
They weren't tripping.
We were in their hood, and they let us pass through is what I'm saying.
They did.
And you got paid, right?
Yeah. We got paid.
In actuality, they were cool, yes.
Yeah.
So whenever you guys go to different cities and stuff, do you try to find the hood or...
Well, OG Muggs is with us, man. You know, he's deep rooted in the street. You know what I'm saying? And it's like
three generations deep in gangster shit.
But when we go to certain towns, we usually have, like when we go to Detroit, we call Trick Trick and see if he's there. You know, so I'll call Royce the 5'9", like, where's Trick Trick at? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's his new number, da 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 da. We let people know that we're in town, you know what I'm sizzling? I go to Vegas, and Big Shug is there. He's at the show, you know what I mean? It's like we...
So, I mean, different guys run different towns.
I mean, I wouldn't say they... I don't know if they run the town or not. I just know they're respected guys. Right. And, you know what I'm saying?
Now, if you're a respected... Let me ask you a question. This is fucking stupid. But if you're a respected guy, can you be... Like a Big Sugar, or what's the guy from Trick Trick. Uh-huh. Like, is Trick Trick with anybody, or is he just like kind of like Switzerland, where he's just kind of everybody's guy?
I don't really know, man. Mm-hmm. I just know he's highly respected from past to present.
He does music. That's the same thing now. Like, you guys in the studio, right? Yeah. Like, next time you come to Tampa, if you want to go to like a strip club or
better call
or
my ass like that, up.
Call Bubba.
That's what we would do.
Call Bubba. Yeah.
Like, well respected. With yeah.
That's what we would do too.
Yeah, all the owners in town.
Yeah, I'll get you guys taken care of.
Yeah.
I'll get you all taken care of. So anyway, let me do some words, and I'd like to come back with, I think Tech's, maybe prepared to do 2-3 songs. I mean, whatever you want to do, Tech. 150, I don't give a fuck. I like to have you on all day. I don't give a fuck.
That's all good.
It's whatever you want to do. Calico might be a little bitch. He wouldn't even drink any fucking apple pie moonshine today.
Hell no.
He said, I ain't fucking with that shit, man.
I was going to go get him pancakes. I had food. I offered him my sister. He took that, but he didn't want any Waffle House pancakes. So okay. I know what your weakness is. Tara, get that shit ready to go. I've got some commercials.
Get it ready.
Well, I'll be back with Tech 9 and Chris Calico live on stage here next. I'll say bye.
Bubba Army Radio, uncensored, returns after this.
Wow, these fellas really let themselves go.
And they're so fat.
You're listening to Bubba Army Radio Uncensored.
This song is dedicated to Brian Beasel Dennis and all of the 57th Street Road Dog villains. Real riot makers.
This one right here is for the riot makers, the monsters, surfers, and jailbreakers.
We gon' start this shit off right. We got KCMO in the house tonight. We gon' start this shit off right. We got Tech Anita in the house tonight. Come on.
This is the moment for riders and thugs. Strippers and body bags, zippers and violence and drugs. Poverty, a bunch of minorities die in the club. They say my music's making them lose it, I ride it in blood. This is my music for all my people missing my music. Keep listening to it, and like I said, get a pistol and use it. Satan shot my homie, Maintain, with a missile and blew it. For the industry, cause he was one of the truest.
I don't know why they be bumping, it's something maybe in the music. When it be bumping, it's drunk and it's hella hater-ripping. Throw your set up in the air, is all the DJ really wanna play. When it's over, it's looking bloody and Satanistic. Killers from everywhere, listen to me when I be pressing shit. I'm turbulent, some get nervous when I wreck arenas. Concert promoters in Honolulu don't wanna see me, cause they said that Samoans will riot. I'll take a Nina.
Cause I'm a riot maker. That's if you don't know.
I'm a riot maker.
They mosh at my show.
I'm a riot maker.
And I come out busting.
I'm a riot maker.
Riot maker.
I don't give a damn about nothing.
Slide freaker, skyscraper,
ride maker.
For Fat Tone and Mac Dre, all of the soldiers who got gone on that day.
All my people sitting in prison, this is for you, so won't you listen to the shit that I'm spitting?
Fuck the law, man, the government, they'll hem your ass up. They'll do everything in their power to get a fast buck. No right or wrong, just killer bees out for your honeycomb. But you find out when you find out, you can be free if your money long. Ever been to one of my shows? Yeah, it might be crazy. In Ohio, what you got? A little too hypey, baby. Stage diving and crowd surfing, couldn't hold back. But they dropped her, now she's unconscious with a skull crack. Now when this happened, it wasn't even during my set. They wanted me to give a sign, the poster to the hospital bed. When Travis told me we got papers, I thought he was playing. This bitch is suing Tech and Nina for 100 grand.
That's if you don't know.
I'm a ride maker.
They mosh at my show.
We have Tech 9 and Chris Calico on stage, and they are actually on the Dean Drum, Dean Guitar performing stage. And where do they come up at? What's that? I got stage on.
Yeah, we're on up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me see.
I got stage on.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's there? Yeah, they're not coming through me.
One, two.
Oh, there you go. You fucked it up, Thomas. Good job, asshole.
Tech 9?
We got Tech 9 on stage. Don't call them cuz. They get really mad about that. Bubba already fucked up and did that, and hopefully we can make it out of here alive.
Anyway, we got Chris Calico, Tech 9. They're in Tampa tonight.
Yeah.
Chris and Tech, where are you guys? Where's the rest of the week? Where are you guys at?
Where are we at, man?
We're Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Tomorrow. Oh, you guys will do good in Jayville.
We're off for 4 days, and then we got Louisville, St. Louis.
What about Nashville,
Louisville, Kentucky, St. Louis, Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
Sounds like Calico's got his shit together with the routing, and Tech just chose to fuck up.
Oh, sometimes we tell the day by the bottle that we drink, like Bon Jovi say. I mean, because we're on a record-breaking tour. This is show 87 tonight out of 96, and if I pay attention to how many dates I do and where I'm going, it's going to seem like it's impossible to do. So I just wake up and, like, where are we?
Now you're on day what now?
87. Show 87.
So you only it's only 110 though. So you guys are almost fucking done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're
on the backside by far.
Yeah, we're kicking it.
Now, how much time will you guys take off before you fire back up?
Well, in September we have to do a month in Canada, and then in November we have to do 34 shows in Europe,
and then home for the holidays.
Yeah, so. We're gonna miss Thanksgiving for the first time this year.
You guys will be
because we're overseas.
Christmas with mom and the kids?
What? Huh?
Christmas with the kids at least?
Oh, yeah.
How many kids you got, Chris?
One.
One kid. Boy or girl?
Boy.
Little boy.
Little Damn. Chris.
Fantastic.
How old is he?
Six.
Yeah.
And he was born on 6606.
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
It's funny.
And Jesus.
He's the church.
He's a church dude.
Yeah.
He's a church dude. All
right. That's why I thought that was funny.
What are we getting ready to do here, Tech? You guys just fuck it. I'm just going to turn the microphones off and you go. Whatever you want to do, boss.
Yeah, man. Start that shit, man. I'll explain. This is a song off of my album, Welcome to Strangeland, Tech 9 Collabos. It's my shit right here. And it's called Beautiful Music. Yates. I'ma put this place all up in your face. Picture me painting pretty puts with a pen and pen and pen and pair of fucking pieces to press in the base. Let's get this straight. I am the maker of emotion on my planet. You will be blessed at the gay complex. When I'm hate is when I can live any woman breathing. So you might end up with a chest full of hate. Blessed to the bay. If women would just rise, you feeling my love vibe. I'm feeling the cup size. You feeling some blood guys. I'm giving the bug eyes. From a dick and her eyes. You thinking it was
eyes.
When her name changed from baby to Sherlock Holmes. When you wanna see the she go through your phone. I see the picture with no clothes on. She pissed up the photos, looking like a whole show. Thinking every when I did my gun, I get the pole go. Probably done had to see Heineken rather, but no. Signing on the light on me with TV, we'll put the go ball. When we first started out, knew the people's on the low. Now you're feeling bozo. People through my property like you're loco. Thinking I'm sticking the mistake, I'ma beat the FOGO. Hey!
Now I can paint a beautiful picture. But what? You won't wanna look into it. Uh-uh. I can make beautiful music with ya.
Better yet, it's me and crew. Cause I never can be free and do it. I know my nigga can manage to be with two. We go out with no doubt to show out. The beautiful couple, but when I go out, they pull out. And triple the doubles, then out of your mouth, they blow out. Cause you are the number, the bitch of season, ho. You saw the beautiful picture at the beginning. When Mr. Tech in your vision, have a sex in the kitchen. A present in the living room, sex on the lights of the bitch. When I enter condition, we get love as a mission. If I can't get right, ain't this nice. Ain't no possible way that I can paint this bright. When the rain is nice, pain is quiet. Difficult to people taking the day this tight. You gotta live it to give it. Give it to me if you wanna quit it. I did it. Cause I get the pussy past every minute. But then it. A fact that you thinking I'm all up in it. We finished. With the minutes, I get it. See the obstacle and you're rid it. Admit it. Without knowing I ever did it. Guess what it. I was willing not to ever forget it. You finish. Hey!
I can paint a beautiful picture. Look into it.
that you never knew. Instead of me being with a regular nigga, might be a better view. I know I got a lot of chatter, true. And a nigga with hella time in your bed is who. You should be putting way up on a pedestal. You're being super happy with them instead of blue. But you wanna see shit, but you never seen it. My dick is feeling like you're taking methamphetamines. But for when I'm calling your friend, you never let it ring. Even when he's sitting next to you, I better stay. You wanna ride it, you hide it, divide it. Why don't you throw the murder room when I get inside it? Hit it, you get it, to get the itis ignited. So you're tripping, you can't fly with the pilot. I can paint you a beautiful picture. I think it's better when you got do the witcher. Sitting at home and then you got a true picture. You fuck up the phone because you got a cool scripture. I'm a compatible nigga. You every woman with incredible figures. Talk to my dick on them, is that a new stigma? If you say that the music, I ain't gotta do with ya. Hey! I can paint a beautiful picture. But you wanna look into it? I can make beautiful music with ya. But you wanna listen to it? Paint a beautiful picture. Oh, you wanna look into it? I can make beautiful music with ya. You wanna listen to it?
Chris Calico, Tech N9ne, Bubba Army, baby, Tech N9ne.
All right, man.
Awesome. Nice.
Tech N9ne live tonight in Tampa. It is at the Hawaiian Village, I think it's called. Him and, of course, Chris Calico and my boy Grasser in the house. Now, Tech, who's your other friend that's up in the house?
OG Muggs.
Oh, that's OG. That's the original. That's the original OG. Let's give him. Let's give him. I want to talk to OG Muggs real fast. They really talked about this guy being the fucking man. What microphone is OG Muggs on?
I give him mine.
Oh, look at Calico's got so much respect for him, knowing that OG Muggs will whip that ass.
Actually, we got him on. What is he on, red?
On red?
Yeah.
What's up, OG Muggs?
Yeah, he's on red.
What's up, partner?
How you doing?
I'm hanging like loose teeth.
Now, where are you from, OG Muggs?
I'm from Inglewood.
Oh, Inglewood. So that's L.A., right?
No, it's Inglewood.
L.A. area, correct?
Yeah, it's
area. Well, I probably really sound like a real dumb fucker.
L.A.,
right now, do I
know? L.A., yes, the county of L.A.
Yeah,
but
25. How stupid am I sounding right now? I'm talking to a real cool dude, and I'm like a fucking real fucking idiot.
You just don't know. You're more.
You're a cool dude. Yeah. I was listening to you out there in the lobby. I fuck with you though. You all right?
You can fuck with me. Does that mean almost like what your mama used to say? If somebody picks on you, that means they kind of like you a little bit. Because if they don't like you, they just fucking ignore you.
Well, when you was little, when they fucked with you, you was probably getting punked.
Well, no, I mean,
I fuck with you like you my partner.
All right, well, I don't want to get punked, I don't think, so I like to be your partner, so go ahead and fuck away, I guess. I think that's how it goes, brother.
Go ahead and fuck away.
I mean, I don't want to get fucked and all, that ain't a good thing, but I mean, you can fuck with me all you want, I guess.
No broke back.
No, I ain't a broke back, motherfucker. Down low, whatever the shit they call it, I don't know what the fuck all that is. But welcome to Tampa, my friend. Thank you for coming and being part of the deal.
Hey, I'm loving your studio, the ambiance, man. This is beautiful.
You
man.
Like that, don't you, huh?
I've been in a lot of studios. I ain't never seen no shit like this.
So, I mean, out of all the studios, you've probably been to New York, L.A., Chicago, all that shit. Nothing like this.
Nah, this is cold, Jack.
We got our own bar. We got our stripper pole. We got over here. You can see we can put bitches in the shower right there.
Yeah.
Got our own stage.
This is a cold demonstration.
You didn't see that, Tech? Look at this, Tech. Look, there's just girls go up in there. And if you look at that, Tech, we got the head... Two heads for their shower, for their heads, but then we got the pussy spraying heads down low. See?
Oh, yeah.
that'll spray their pussy.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This is the spot right here.
Now, let me ask you a question, Tech. I mean, is there a lot of radio stations that don't even have their own, most of them don't even have stages, do they?
No, man. Not one that I've been to.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Wow. This is a beautiful, original, fucking beautiful setup, man.
Yeah.
25, you going to the show tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to make it, but I'm not going to stay too late because I was late this morning.
Yeah, motherfucker overslept. You overslept. Yeah,
I overslept like a motherfucker this morning.
Tell me this. How many people just heard that, man? Do you know?
What do you mean?
Heard us do this song that we just did.
Oh, I know, probably 50, 60, 70,000.
That's beautiful, man.
As it happened, and then we have people go back and they download our show all day, so quite a bit.
People, because as people are listening, they tweet in and ask us questions to ask you.
Yeah.
Or get your opinion, because one guy asked, your top five personal rappers that you listen to.
Yeah, I hate those kind of questions.
I know. The thing. It's
so
like,
tell that white asshole who fucking asked that question to go somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, you know,
fucking
like,
with some cool ass brothers here. He ain't gonna fucking let, you know, put anybody else over. Tell me.
Well, the thing is, one through five
is Tech Nine, and he'll throw fucking Chris Calico in their bone for number five. Bam.
My thing is, when it comes to rappers,
I can hang out with these guys. They would like
stands for increased mental awareness.
Me.
When it comes to rappers, you would think that, you know, they like all different kinds of music. So I don't think you really have like a five favorite you could just name off the top of your head.
We could probably say some, and he just fucking shows how stupid we are. Like, mainstream shit.
Yeah. Lists like that take a while, you know, because
there's so many of them.
Yeah, I'm 40, man. You know what I'm saying? I got so many artists from back in the day.
If I told you who my top five rap guys were, you'd really think.
Who's your top five, Bubba?
No, you guys are going to fucking clown me.
Oh, you got to tell us now. So what we do is we clown on you.
All right.
He's going to say Tone Loc.
No, fuck that. Yeah,
he's not even that hip.
Probably my favorite, and now the rapping Duke, not Tech.
Uh huh.
The rapid, da-ha.
Oh my God, rapping Duke.
The rock. Uh-huh.
You think you're bad with your rap?
Well, I'll tell you right now. I started to crap when you were in diapers and rapping the sheets. I was at the Ponderosa rapping to the beat.
Da-ha.
I'll tell you my favorite all time, and I got more of this guy on my iTunes. I have my iTunes pulled up right now. I probably have almost everything he's ever fucking made. And you know what? This might piss off. I mean, because see, I don't know. Tech, I want to make sure that I tell you, I don't know who fights who and who's not supposed to
fucking like who. You know what you like, though, so we do. We don't have any enemies, so.
Yeah, here is by far my favorite. This is by far my favorite of all time.
Okay.
Damn.
For sure.
By far. I got everything this guy has ever
made. By far, man. That's my favorite by far.
By far.
Who y'all talking to, man?
I mean, I got deep shit with this guy. I mean, I got it all. I love this guy.
Check it out. This shit goes out.
Yes, sir.
Do you have his first shit that came off of the Who's the Man soundtrack called Party and Bullshit?
Jazzy Fizzle.
Jagged Edge.
Biggie Small.
His first song I ever heard that ever came out. Party and Bullshit, man. And I had to ask Run DMC. I was in Detroit at the Pepper Johnson a celebrity basketball game, and I got on the elevator with Run DMC. Run looked me up and down like my shit stunk or something, you know what I mean? And then I said, who is that song everybody keeps playing? And Party and Bullshit. Run looked at me up and down and say nothing. DMC just smiled, and Jam Master Jay said, it's Biggie Smalls. I said, thank you, brother. Rest in peace, Jam Master Jay.
What? Run DMC is my top five.
Wow.
Run DMC, my top five.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yo. When it comes to the show that I rock and the flow that I drop, y'all know.
What the hell is this?
That's deep. It's called It's Over.
I never heard that in my life.
This isn't one of those.
It sounded like it was over.
Tracks.
Yeah.
Sound like it was over.
I haven't heard that in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That was Mr. Grimm.
I'm playing mine. So far, that's my three.
That's all good.
That's my three. I'm trying to find my other two. Oh, you know what? I'm going to probably be honest with you. Name that tune.
Hold on. Is that DMX?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not Mary J. Blige.
I know the song. What's
happened to me? The country blood got me choking. I'm on a mission to the point that motherfuckers think I'm smoking. Yeah, that's sick, nigga.
That's your number one, though.
Tupac's on there, too, as well. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Tupac's on there as well. Tupac, Biggie, Run DMC, you, Promise, and then my fucking final one, which is kind of whacked. I got to think that you guys probably think it's pretty fucking whack, but he's old school for me.
Who? Oh, shit.
Cool J.
Fuck yeah, it's
Cool J, man. All day, man.
That's my
Cool
top
J,
five.
Nah.
He's the GOAT.
You can never
five.
Call Cool J whack. That boy is an elite
now
MC.
Now you motherfuckers are going to fight me for saying that.
No, he's the GOAT.
Oh, no,
he's
man. That boy is ridiculously good.
This song by itself murders motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite.
No rapper can rap quite like
like I can. I take a muscle bound man and put his face in the sand. Not the last mafioso on the MC cup. Make it say go LL and do the rock.
I used to know all the steps. Boy, I bet, cause I ain't met a motherfucker that can do that yet.
Big Snoop Dogg, X to the Z.
Yeah.
Uncle A, blast yeah. You bitch ass motherfucker.
Yeah. Pour your dumb on the floor, try to flow with me. You can roll with them whores, hide your hoes from me. Woo! Your mama wanna taste, I'm just stating the fact. Hell ain't thinking about your broad, all I want is the stacks. Cats flashing in my face is who I'm laughing at. So you made a little dough, but what you doing with that? Thought your girl ain't feeling me, why she grilling me black? Admit I'm the man, or else I twist a uterus back. On my lap, in the jet to Miami and back. What I care if you new school, all your records is whack. I'm from beautiful quiet killers, and you know I deliver the double N. Enough ammo for every nigga. I spell queen, stupid ass, running back. That HBO shit, I must address that. Once and for all, what's my opinion on Jamie Foxx? He pussy, plus he ain't funny as Chris Rock. Ha.
You can't fuck with me.
Oh my God.
I didn't know he dissed Jamie Foxx on
like
the
record. It's like a hyper song we do every night, man. Technique. That's a beautiful song you put. Oh my God.
I got my shit together more than you think I do.
Chris. Yes, you do, brother. That's a, beautiful song.
Midwest side. Tech 9. The anthem, nigga. Like this.
If you got scratch, nigga, get the fuck up. Throw your hands up if you hella fucked up. Einstein, Tech 9, 2, triple zip. Crack a jaw, whip them all if they want to trip. Ladies with the barcode, meet me after this. Maybe you can show me the meaning of a piss. Everybody on the wall, mama is a how to rip the budget tail, struggling on my. This one's for the psychos, gangbangers and sluts. Bums holding a pipe, those college graduate fucks. I feel with no foes, I kill till I close my trap. I'm ill when I flows and you never doze when I rap. Check, check, give me women and much alcohol and I'm straight. Eat, drink, and be merry, yo, come tomorrow, might be your fate. Yo, look, look, over there, it's that nigga with the hair. Check and run, with a pair of the West equals MC squares, what up?
Fucking house on
live. What? Damn. Who keep it sizzling? Who keep it high? Where the fuck are we from? KC Mo. Whoa. Thank you so much, brother. I love this song.
I love that song. I'll show a couple of them. I like this. I mean, it's not my. This guy is not my top five, but I got a lot of respect for this guy. Big Pun.
Oh shit!
Big fucking
yeah.
Big Pun,
lyrical motherfucker.
Big Pun, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe's family. Well, OG Muggs family over there.
Oh really?
Yes.
Look, see, OG didn't even know I knew that. I got a lot of respect for Fat Joe and Big Pun.
That's who we call when we're in this area. We call Fat Joe.
Oh really?
Yeah. Fat Joe and Macho. Much love.
Dream filthy, my mom's and pops mixed me with Jamaican.
That's Biggie too.
Whiskey. Yeah.
Run the set off, shouldn't have pushed the dead off, wipe the sweat off, cause in this world I'm dead off. No.
Bone Thugs.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm going to play another group. You guys, this is where I'm going to show that I'm probably a stupid white guy from Indiana.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I think I've been doing pretty good by y'all so far, right?
Totally.
All right. This is where I'm going to probably, but I just think that these guys were.
They ain't played nothing whack yet, man.
Now, this probably ain't whack because they. I mean,
except the.
I think. What's been whack? What's been my whack report card? Give it to me.
What is it, Les?
Except the 40s. And
no, that's my own shit.
No, I'm just playing that.
That's my own shit.
No, nothing's been wack yet.
This ain't whack. I promise you guys probably got love for these guys. Fucking talented. But just, I don't know. I think.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Beastie Boys.
One guy
rest
just
died. Rest in peace, yeah. Elk. Right, yeah. Rest in peace. We do a tribute to him on stage.
Fuck yeah. Probably be a close sixth.
Damn.
Beastie.
Fuck yeah.
I just like watch Tech
so
move over here.
So what you want?
Yes, here's some old school shit that I grew up with.
Don't you know I'm local?
I love these guys.
Fuck yeah. Cypress Hill. Last time I was in Switzerland with them.
This is all from my iTunes. Yeah. Oh, how about this, guys?
I don't even understand how they didn't understand you in that marriage, Joy.
Yeah. Yeah,
get that old body futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah, Joy. Just like you to blast.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking ass.
Give it to me.
I've been a batter to the chatter.
Matter than the Mad Hatter.
I bet you buy shit.
Because I'm fatter. I got the data to turn your body into aftermatter.
Just like a piece of sizzling.
Fit inside my stomach. With the legs and grips between. I mean,
King is what I mean.
I mean, my man, with the children's on his hand. Hold up,
Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MC need a tissue. The mic's my only issue. I bet your mama miss you when I got the Mac McCroft like a MX missile. No more you whining on the Josh Diamond. I make the best song
anyhow. You ready for some deep ass, some deep old school shit?
I can't believe I remember that shit.
You ready for some deep old school shit?
Yeah. Okay.
My boy Muggs might like this. Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What you hear is not a test.
Did I just go to the whack card? Did I go to the whack shit?
No, no, no. That's not every day. That's not whack at all.
No, this is what fucking paved the ground, isn't it? I mean, this is kind of what, you know. Yeah.
Yo, Bubba, hold up. You playing all this. Why? You got a lot of people in there that shouldn't be before the teacher, though.
What do you mean?
Who, KRS?
You don't have no KRS one?
You know what, though, Muggs? I do. I don't have one on this computer, but I do have some KRS one.
You gotta have the teacher.
I got some KRS
one. A whole bunch of those cats.
The bridge is over.
I got
the bridge
some fucking
is over.
Fat boys.
Well, we're just fucking with the Fat Boys.
I got some Fat Boys. I got some KRS-One.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of Run DMC.
You got some
bunch.
Slick Rick? You got some Slick Rick?
I got two Slick Ricks.
Yeah. I fuck with
the beat.
Now, was Sugar Hill before KRS-One?
Of course. Yeah. Sugar Hill before everybody.
Sugar Hill was number one. I mean, like, first, right?
No, they weren't first.
Well,
I think Blowfly might have been, I don't know.
They were the first one that had commercial success.
Yeah, though. commercial success.
Sugar Hill?
Yeah.
Those guys, did they get paid pretty good for that? Did they do okay?
Nobody got paid first.
Back then, nobody made.
They didn't know nothing. They wanted to be on TV, be famous. They didn't take care of their business first.
Yeah.
They're still not taking care of their business today.
They probably signed all their rights away. I mean, you know, probably.
Yeah, I think Muggs is saying, like, in the general sense, though, like, you know, like, most of the rappers.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, y'all.
Name that tune now. Name that tune.
That's me and my bitch.
You knew
it. B.I.G., yeah.
You knew it?
I already know. I'm a super B.I.G. fan.
Oh, you are? No, I love it. Fuck, I love it.
When
I met you, I admit my first thought was a trick. You look so good. I suck on your daddy's dick.
I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife.
Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the day, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit, I tricked a little.
But you was my bitch, the one that never snitched.
Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right.
You talk slick, I beat you right.
God, it's a good song, ain't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Anyway, Tech Nine and live tonight in Tampa at the 25. What's it called, buddy? Hawaiian Village,
Green Iguana Stadium, Hawaiian Village, and people should still go down there for tickets either way. I mean, I was looking online and did say sold out, but.
Yeah,
you probably can still get tickets, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have scalpers at our show now. That's how you know you're doing something good.
Alibi, and then I got Damien from Kansas. The last two questions of the day. We got to Alibi. Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I was just wanting to ask Tech N9ne what he thought about working with Yellow Wolf and their song Worldwide Choppers.
I think
it's talent-wise and all that.
It was beautiful. I got to go down to Atlanta at Tree Sounds, and he came in, and he heard it, and he smiled, and he wrote his verse and recorded it right there. It was fucking beautiful, and we kicked it like donkeys.
Yeah, he's my cousin. I'm Bridget from Boaz, and he's out of Athea or Athens, Alabama or whatever. So, and we talked about it, and how he's all excited about working with all these new people and all that, especially with Trump music and that and all that. I just wanted to know what you thought about him.
Yeah, he's a real motherfucker, man. He's real laid back, man. He's I've done a couple shows with him, man. You know what I'm saying? Out in Eugene, Oregon. And beautiful lyricist, man. I ain't just saying that because he's on my album, but if you are on my album, you're a beautiful, beautiful lyricist, because that's what we do. You know, we find other lyricists, and Ritz is one as well. You know what I'm saying? It's homeboy Ritz. They're Slamerican together. You know what I mean?
And you kick it like donkeys with monkey dicks, right? Yeah. That's what you said. I make sure I get the right shit down.
Dude kind of set you up, though, for real. He's like, what do you think about Yellow Wolf? And then waited and then said he's my cousin. What if you'd have been like...
I didn't say that shit. That's you.
No, I'm talking about the caller.
Everybody go on fucking record that Chris Calico is the one that said cousin. I didn't. I said monkey dicks. Okay?
No, I'm talking about the caller said...
I'm a real motherfucker.
What do you think
here?
About Yellow Wolf? And then said that's my cousin.
Hey, I'm beautiful. I'm a real motherfucker over here. And I'm kicking it like a donkey with a motherfucking monkey dick, dog.
That's a monkey dick.
You fucking said that earlier.
No, I said kicking it like donkeys and swinging it like monkeys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kicking it like donkeys with a monkey dick. I'd rather swing it like a monkey with a donkey dick.
Fucking great.
Can you imagine a donkey?
I know there's a donkey and a fucking monkey in the mix, and I don't know who the fuck's what. I know there's a donkey and a monkey. I don't know if they're fucking each other. They're swinging off each other's cocks. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
God, you are so out of gas.
Damien out of Kansas. I'm fucking beautiful. I'm a real motherfucker. Hello, Damien.
I wanted to ask Tech what his thoughts was on the dick from the Joker.
The who?
I don't. This pussy motherfucking man.
On the phone? This guy being an asshole?
No, he ain't being an asshole.
Stop calling me on the phone, you motherfucker.
No, he's good. He's the one on the phone. No, I don't. I think Joker's feelings were hurt when he got called off of my bus after we listened to his first song.
Fucking Batman guy.
And I don't know what happened outside the bus that made my people kick him off the property. But whatever it is, it hurt his feelings that he didn't get to sign the Strange Music and that he got kicked off the property after they called him and told him to meet with me. So whoever told me to see him, you know what I'm saying? It was one of my people. I can't remember because it was so many fucking years ago. But I don't think
the Joker. That's what I said.
Yeah, I don't think that gives him the right to get on a rap and just because he mastered.
Who the fuck Joker is?
He mastered a style that I did. One of the many styles that I did on He's a Mental Giant. He did it. And I laughed. I thought it was funny. And I wish him all the success because he got to work for his just like we work for ours.
Motherfucker ain't got doesn't even have an original name. He bit off fucking Batman. What a pussy. That's what I say.
So he got to work for his like we work for ours.
I mean, what are you out here Tampa and shoot me? I run this town like Muggs runs. Fucking Inglewood, bitch. That's how I'm saying.
And my last thing I want to say.
The fuck I'm saying, Joker.
The last thing I want to say to the Joker is I said it before. I took it from R. Kelly. He said, elephants don't swat flies.
And then they'll piss on you. R. Kelly will piss on you, too. Okay. They don't blame it on him. Now, hold on. I'm using this in the right context. Then he'll blame it on his cousin. That wasn't me. And that fucking tape pissing on that bitch, that was my cousin. Right. And I ain't talking about a blood or crip shit, but that was really my blood cousin.
Yeah.
It was not me out of Lakeland, Florida. I'll piss on you, bitch.
I fucks with Bubba.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't fuck with me. I'm the Mugs of Tampa, Florida, bitch. That's how I roll. Everything goes through me, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm Bubba Biggie Smalls.
So I hope I answer this question and shit. I don't give a fuck about the Joker.
The bottom line is, in a long-winded way, fuck the Joker. He's a biter. He can't even fucking come up with an original name. Go fucking suck Robin's dick, bitch.
Exactly. There you go.
That's what I got to say about it.
Me too.
Hey, man, thank you guys so very much. Tech Nine, I've been wanting to have you in the studio from the time we had you on the phone.
Exactly.
And anytime you come to Tampa, you need to run it through here, my friend. And next time, we'd love to take care of you, take you to titty bars, get you some head from my sister, whatever you need. But
whenever you have a party here at night when I'm awake, please call me and get me here, man. I would love to party with you motherfuckers when I'm awake, man.
Ty J wants to hear Mental Giant. He wants you to perform Mental Giant. Ty J, go to the show tonight. You'll get in free. Get in free. There's a lot of white bitches. You can drag your badass Hummer up in there and fucking get a lot of white bitches.
I did all this sleep, so it's a wonderful thing. Just imagine what I do when I'm awake.
It's beautiful. You know what? Tech Nine, you're a real motherfucker. It's what you are, dog.
You're a real motherfucker, too, brother. I'm glad we did this.
You're not a cuz. You're my fucking dog is what you are.
Yeah, all day. It's a couple of motherfuckers that I wake up in the morning for. It's you and it's Sway.
And some hoes. Say it.
No, I don't wake up for no bitches.
Cool.
I love it.
I got to wait till I wake up.
Muggs, thank you so much for joining us today, buddy.
Thank you for having me, brother.
And Chris, you as well?
Yes, sir.
Grasser, thank you as well.
He's there now.
He's sleeping.
No, he's good.
I like Grasser. I like Grasser a lot.
Yeah.
Fuck Tech and Chris. I want to hang out with Grasser and Muggs. I get more done with those guys than these two motherfuckers staying there right now. Two pretty boy performer motherfuckers. I want behind the scene brothers is what I want. I don't want fucking Tech or Chris trying to steal the limelight. I want these two dudes. And plus, they whip some ass.
Yeah,
because
if I come in the room, all the pussies coming my way.
Oh, okay, I'm glad. I bet you I get more pussy in Tampa than you do. Well, not anymore. I'm all hemmed up on this bitch.
Anyway. I don't know. I used to have some pussy here, man, a lot of it.
Did you?
Yeah. Although I'm putting a lot of
chicks if you can steal Tupac's pussy away, you can certainly steal mine away. I'm just telling you that right now.
I'm putting a lot of pussy
on. I know my role.
I got a lot of pussy to put on the list today that I don't see anymore. But
I got a lot of pussy on layaway.
Pussy on the list. Yeah.
I got pussy on layaway.
That pussy on that list.
Chris Calico, who does not have big eyeballs, I promise you that.
No. I got big other kind of balls.
He just wears...
The other balls are big.
Calico's starting to this new style where he puts like this light eyeshadow shit on it. All the bitches are going fucking crazy.
Yes. People think that, though. They think that they really LIGO do. Is
fuck
like
I would.
Face paint, because I wear face paint on stage. And they like, why does a guy always wear face paint?
Because.
You know what I'm saying? On his eyeballs, and they don't know what it is.
Man, thank you so much, Tech.
Paint on my balls.
It's all Jesus.
It's all Jesus, 100%, and all that good shit.
All
okay,
damn, we stunting like a motherfucker.
Gotcha. Of Army Radio Uncensored continues after this.
We were going to triangulate it up, man. I got the big condom.
Welcome to Bubba Army Radio Uncensored.
I'm an angel / demon, man. You know what I'm saying? What makes me a demon is lust. I'm girl crazy. And that's why I couldn't keep my wife. You know what I'm saying? And that's the lust demon lives within me. And but my heart, love, big. You know what I'm saying? So I know a lot of demons come to my show as well as angels. You know what I'm saying? A lot of demons, 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 a lot of demons.
Up in the pink with not. This the reason I ain't at ease and currently on the brink of pop. This the reason I sit at the window with the millie wishing a nigga gon' come break in. It is the reason I be freaking the woman deeper loving, making her silly because I done they friend. It is the reason I bang. It is definitely the reason I slang, distributed the cane. The reason I'm super soaking in the pain and starting to love it. It's wanting to give me way more of it. They want me to lug it through the mud, and thus the reason with happy people I'm disgusted. I'm talking about those things that make you do bad things, living the evil up in the fast lane, making me wanna have a wicked persona, beating the hell about the people making me mad, man. Gave me the gun when I ran up in Dillon's in ninth grade with a slight rage. I was ice age. Another reason Tech and Nina won't have any light days. Voted me the king of darkness. Voted me to be really heartless. All up in my spirit, they march. They making me start sparking at the targets. Woke up today, I was steaming. Cause when I found out, I was not dreaming. Because the host that influenced me the most was a goddamn demon. Demon, demon.
When I was one and a two and a three and a four, I knew I was a special one.
Nothing but a bitty, bitty demon.
deep inside. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, deep inside.
To all the people at the realtech9.com and sickness.net, it's no longer a joke. Demons is real.
Here's what we're gonna do, Devon. We're gonna strap the them to your balls, and then we're gonna put your underpants over them, so they're held in place. And then I'm gonna duct tape your underpants to make sure they can't do nothing. Okay? So you need to like between all the guys in here.
If you hold up things long, after I say my magic word, I'm getting out of this bitch. I'm gonna cut you. My magic word.
I'm gonna cut you.
Yeah, hold on, now. Hold on. Let me see if I can decipher what you said in ghetto terms, because I didn't quite understand. I think you said
I said clearly I will cut your ass.
Okay, you're gonna
if you don't let go of that button. That's the magic
you'll take,
word.
You'll take fish hooks to the grate.
Well, I'm glad you're gonna bring a knife to a gunfight, bitch. Because if you want to cut me, motherfucker, we can talk about cutting.
Come on down, put the weapons away.
Okay. So you're talking. I got flying.
Boy, you like to bang quick, don't you?
You're bringing a fucking butter knife. I got tasers. I got real fucking guns, and you're gonna threaten to cut me?
Cancel Christmas.
I was kidding.
Okay.
You're kidding.
There's kittens in here? Where?
Okay. Because that gun there shoots many rifle rounds.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Even Tonto, who knows a lot about guns, wouldn't fuck with this gun. This is the last gun you want to work with. Anyway, make a long story short. We got to somehow efficiently. Hold on. Don't get your weeby out. I got to ask the black guy something real fast. Have you guys ever heard of a Two-Face? He said it was really big in the ghetto community. He shaved off half of his pubic hair on one side, and then he's got pubic hair on the other. It's called a Two-Face. He said it was big in the hood. I don't know.
Balls and all.
About as far away from the hood.
Look, show the look. That's a two. Half of it's. I don't get it. I don't get it. Now where's last strap? Come here and help me.
It's cool, T.
Now pull down your deal. You got to have. I mean,
I got to hold my dick. Yeah,
hold on.
You ain't about to shot my dick.
No, hold on.
You got
to
shot. We can't shock with this.
Hold your wiener.
Gotta pull out that hood tonight.
Hold your wiener. No, hold on.
I'm telling you, little rat balls.
You do got little rat balls. Now, pull your pants all the way down. So I gotta get me two. Are you getting video of this?
Look how skinny and black he is.
Fuck you, buddy.
You're a tiny Tim. Why can't you?
You're the skinniest black guy I've ever seen in my
life. Coco, say it.
That's my dick bigger than all
your dick. Look at that
tiny
Tim. I'm white as hell. I got that thing beat.
He looks like he's in sixth grade.
Solid. And I ain't even got no big chimney.
Bitch, you ain't got no big chimney, no big balls.
You got a little rattlesnake.
Hold on. That rattlesnake is potent as hell, too.
Oh, that butt. Don't bust me up with that black razor.
That's an Alabama mud snake, nigga.
It's like this, see?
Cody Vicente is dying over here. Look at him. He's laughing his ass off.
I'm getting cold. Hurry up now.
You do get cold, man. Look how skinny you are. I've never seen my. He's about the size of Tyler.
This nigga talking. He takes some diet water.
I need to drink diet water.
Hell yeah.
Is that how fat I am? I need to drink diet water. But you got to get play by play.
Okay. I'm trying. Everybody's dying. Killing me.
Oh, damn.
Okay. He wasn't lying.
Put your hands down.
He was something stupid as hell.
He wasn't lying. He does have small balls. I mean.
Spread your legs.
They're taping.
I'm even doing this shit.
He only trimmed up half his deal?
Yeah, that's called Two-Face, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay, they're getting him strapped up.
Hang on.
They're strapping him up.
Put him on his other ball.
They're strapping him up. Hand Bubba that wireless so we can hear Bubba's rhetoric.
Give him that yellow.
Okay, pull your big boy pants up now.
There we go.
Okay, hold on. Just your underwear. Okay, don't be messing around. Pull up tight. Gene, get the duct tape.
Wait, hold on. What's my magic word? Hold on.
What is your magic word? What's your safe word for us to stop?
You going to stop real right away?
Well, it may take a while. But
no, fuck that.
No, move your hands back. You're going to, hold on. No, hold on. Hold on. Whoa. I think he moved it on his leg, Gene, and not on his balls.
Wait. I'm just doing carb spray.
No, you're not doing no carb spray.
Yes, I am.
No, stop. Tara's going to do it. Tara's going to hit the button. So plead to her. Be nice to her.
Please, just do like 1 second. I'm weak. Do it 1 second. I might kill
Xavier. Do it because I don't want to hurt anybody.
Who's Xavier?
The other black guy.
It's the black man.
Work with him. He's a black guy.
He'll hit it. I can't hurt you. That's a good thing. You should say thank you.
All right, plus you can trust Xavier. Xavier ain't gonna try.
Hold
to
on.
Hurt
make
you.
Sure. Did they still on there, Gene?
Yeah, they're on there.
Put some duct tape on it. Now hold on. Put a real good duct tape. Really okay. Duct tape him up. Tupac, you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Tupac, stop messing with your shit. Leave it alone.
I got little ass balls too. I don't mess with shit.
I'm afraid that you're Gene. Really strap him up like it's like a wing or something, Gene, on the sprint car.
All right, that's tight as hell. Hold on. Wait.
We're not done yet.
It's got to be tight. They can't get loose, man.
Tupac, you're going to be okay. Hold on, Tupac.
Okay, Gene.
Pop, Tupac.
God damn.
Gene looks like he's working on the race car.
Look how skinny of a sumo wrestler he is.
Gene, really strap him up good.
I'm going to see you in the parking lot.
Come on in. The kitchen's warm.
Hey,
come on in. Hey, the kitchen's warm. Okay. Come on in. The kitchen's warm.
No.
Oh, fucking water's fine.
Who you calling a nigga? Me?
White as hell.
Why you calling us nigger? Where are you? I mean, what? Is that just a term of endearment?
And you're the one that doesn't like blacks, you said?
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Whoa, stop. What are you doing?
He don't like that right here.
Well, you said it.
Put your hands behind your back.
Okay. Well, we ran out of tape.
Jesus.
You want him to sit down?
No, yeah. I want him to sit on the... hold on.
No, have him stand up but by the couch in case he falls.
He ain't going to be able to break his fall.
Hold on. Can you hear me, Brent?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I got the button right here.
No, I can hear you good.
Don't do it. Let him do it.
Xavier.
Oh, yeah. Set by these shorts here, boss.
Hey, 25.
He's all taped up. He ain't got nothing to say. You used to, brother.
Hey, you got clean socks on, brother.
Clean drawers on too.
Oh, okay, I don't want. Okay, hold on. You're a little bitch now, aren't you?
Yeah, stop.
Just say I'm a little black bitch.
I'm a little black bitch.
All right, I'm gonna give you a little zap. You ready?
No, bitch.
I'm gonna give you a little zap.
Watch when he starts to fall, Gene. Watch when he starts to fall.
Okay. He's trying to say that.
Bitch.
Okay, you ready?
Hang on. 25, come on this side.
Okay, you ready?
What are you making faces for? I ain't done shit yet.
Bitch, this shit gonna hurt.
Why you call me bitch? You got your hands tied behind your back. Who are you talking to?
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Okay, Gene, hold on.
You're gonna have to go. I'm gonna go one. You have two. If you do two different sides. One for us. Two seconds here and 2 seconds there.
No, 1 second, nigga.
Hey, you don't make the rules.
No,
I won't do it.
2 seconds?
It's too late.
How about we let your boss do it?
No, he hate me.
That's because you're trying to bang his wife.
Yeah, you're trying to fuck his wife. Here we go. Ready? Three.
Hang in there.
No, wait. I don't want to do it.
Okay, here we go. Three.
Two.
What's a safe word? What's a safe word? Here we go. Three. Two.
Nigger.
Tara, you gotta watch this.
No, okay. I don't want to do it for real.
Okay, here we go. Three.
I
want
to do it for real.
You might
two,
do it on the table.
I want to do it.
Here we go. Three.
Okay. Don't
two,
do it.
Two.
Ready? Don't do it.
One.
Don't do it.
Here we go.
Stop. Here we go.
Come on. Come on, man. Seriously.
Here we go.
You can't change the rules.
No. He's scared. Give me the button.
Here we go. We're going to do it. Ready?
No,
one.
No.
One. We're going to do it. Ready? Here we go. Three. Here we go. Ready? Three. Two.
They put it on dogs. Ain't shit.
Stop. Look at the way he's walking.
What? Fucking shit.
Okay, that was one side. You didn't say the same. I could keep going. You got to say the same word.
Holy shit. Fucking shit.
Brent, you see this?
We're done.
Look.
Fucking veins in my dick will hurt. Damn.
The veins in my dick are hurting.
Fucking leg. Oh, God damn. Oh, get this shit off me, freak. Oh, God. Oh, nigga! Stop!
We gotta do carb cleaner.
That with this shit on?
No, take him off. Get him off, because we gotta do carb cleaner.
Take him off. Shit.
D-ball, how was it, baby?
Bitch!
You're crying like,
bitch, that shit hurt, nigga. God damn.
Somebody get him off.
Someone take him off.
Take him off.
We'll get him off.
Can I give you one more zip?
I told you. Look at him trying to pull a tape off.
I got my fucking pubic hair. Oh, nigga. Oh, shit! I can't get him! Wait. Don't do it no more! Who got it?
Not me.
No, 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 no. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Okay. Come on, Al. Okay. Come on, Al. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, Al. That shit hurt.
Okay.
I'll kick your
black
ass.
Man, black man.
Found you higher than a bad welfare check.
Black man. Black man. Black man.
Fuck that bad bullshit. I'm black man.
What's wrong, FARQ?
Me a very honored that United States call on us to help with that pitiful Winter Olympic showing, but me know nothing about four-man bobsled.
Don't worry, they assure me that our two partners are expert at bobsled. That must be them now.
Breckman and Robin?
Q and ass, Hopper!
Ass, Hopper.
Whatever, bitch!
Breckman, me not know you were World Crash a Bob Shredder.
I ride the motherfucking Super Himalaya at the fair every year. How much harder can it be?
Bob Shred, nothing like amusement park ride, you idiot. We now have two fresh carnival operators to control our Bob Shred.
Bob on this, bitch!
It seems we have gotten off on the wrong foot. Perhaps we should get something to eat and discuss this like civilized superheroes.
Good idea. Let's go get our grub on.
Shut up, bitch! Raw fish? What the f***? Take this back to the kitchen. Deep fry it. Throw in a couple of hush puppies with a side of red beans and rice, motherfucker.
You can't say that to the chef, black man. He'll lose face.
He'll lose more than his motherfucking face if he feeds me raw fish again.
It's sushi, black man. Japanese delicacy.
Yes. Keep an open mind, black man. Confucius say, if you knew sushi like I knew sushi.
Shut up, bitch!
Excuse me, would you care for sake?
Now we're talking! Sake, sake, $10! You love me long time, bitch!
Check, please!
Let us cleanse ourselves at communal bath before a big race.
Communal bath? I don't think so!
It's ancient Japanese custom, Breckman. You must embrace Oriental culture.
The only culture I want is in my motherfucking Danone yogurt!
Come on, black man! When in Rome!
Oh, all right! Cannonball!
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 Oh, you're right, FARQ! This is very relaxing! And thanks for loofah in my back! A little more to the right, please!
Oh, so sorry. That's not a roofah.
Holy Mandarin meat massage, black man!
Enough of this Hong Kong fooey! I'll see you tomorrow at race time!
What's this, black man?
This is the black sled!
Me never see bobsled with a neon underneath and a chain on a license plate.
And me see this sled also down with the crown.
Shut up, bitch!
Okay, I will steer, and the black man can operate brakes.
I ain't sitting in the back of the sled for nobody! Civil Rights Act of 1966, motherfucker! Besides, everybody knows Chinaman can't drive!
Okay, whatever, it's race time!
Hang on 1 second, last-minute race preparations!
Come on!
Okay, let's go!
Ah!
Slow down! Slow down!
Hit the brakes, bitch!
Brakes!
Congratulations to all. We are first team of Afro-American agents to win gold medal in bobsled.
Yeah, now let us pick up mini Japanese geisha groupie.
Yeah, I can't wait to show them my giant slalom.
Yeah, giant brack slalom.
Join us next time for another episode of FARQ.
Don't think shit stink, pink gators, my Detroit players, Tim's for my hooligans in Brooklyn, dead right, if they head right, Biggie there, and I, Papa been smooth since
Bubba Army Radio, RadioIO.com, I'm tired,
do something to us.
God, Tech 9 is awesome,
screw us,
love him,
talented.
Manson, what do you think about that?
I liked it. I'm a Chris Calico fan, man. That was a great hook in that song.
You yeah. like him, don't you?
Yeah.
That was good.
I feel like a fucking idiot. Asking if he had big eyeballs.
You're cool. Oh, thank God.
But when you were standing where I was from, you wouldn't, I mean.
But yeah, he didn't. You didn't know also.
I didn't.
Yeah, when he first walked in, I couldn't figure out. I thought, is he wearing contacts? What's going on here?
Yeah.
Because your eyes are about as bad as mine.
Yeah, it was dark.
Well, and then when Tech Now performs on stage, like he said, like he always has some kind of face paint on. He has his hair in different ways sometimes. Mohawk, like today he had a cut in the mohawk. So.
Who, Tech?
Yeah.
I think they like us.
Yeah.
I like that mug. Really cool. I like Muggs and Grasser as well.
Yeah, Muggs is OG.
I'm going to ride this show. I'm going to ride Big Al, man. You guys, I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right. The shit, them niggas ride dicks. Frank White push six on the Lexus LX, 4.5 bulletproof glass tips. If I want some ass, gon' blast squeeze first. Ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, a nigga rapping about blunts and broads, tits and bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. Like my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty. That's how I stay true. Richer than richer. So you niggas come and get me. Come on. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken. You're so vain. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your flashy ways. Guess that's why they're broken. You're so vain. I can fill you with real millionaire shit. That's cargo, my cargo. 160, swiftly. Wreck it by your new one. Your crew run, run, run. Your crew run, run. I know you sick of this. Name brand, nigga with flows. Girl, say he sweet like licorice. So get with this, nigga, it's easy. Girlfriend, here's a bit. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian. That's right. Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. Papa freaking, not speaking, leave the ass leaking like rapper demo. Tell them who, take their clothes off slowly. Kill them with the force like Kobe, dick black like Kobe. Watch me roam like Roman. Lucky they don't owe me, where to say, show me, homie. Homie. Biggie, biggie, biggie,